morning and welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. This is Greg DeMay, lead pastor at the church, and it's Thursday, April 4th. And it's the season of Easter, and we are walking the Emmaus Road with Jesus. Our scripture today is a single verse, Luke 24, verse 25. Jesus said to the two men walking on the road to Emmaus, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken." Sometimes I wish that there were tone of voice comments or stage directions in the Bible. These words from Jesus, if you just take them in black and white, "How foolish you are and how slow to believe," sound kind of rude, but it's Easter evening, and I can't imagine that Jesus has anything but absolute joy in his being and a twinkle in his eye as he says to these two walkers, struggling to make sense of his suffering, death, and now the surprising reports of an empty tomb, these words, "How foolish you are and slow to believe." An appropriate response to hearing this would be, "We're foolish? What are we missing? Connect the dots for us, please." And, "We're slow to believe? I mean, we're not the sharpest intellects around here, but what did we miss from the scriptures? Fill us in, enlighten us, please." How many times has Jesus, through his Holy Spirit, come to you or me over the course of our lives and whispered, "Oh, how foolish you're being right now." And how beneficial or blessed if we could humbly respond in those moments, "Well, probably I am being a fool right now, Lord. Show me what I'm missing. Connect the dots for me." And how many times over the course of your life or my life has the Holy Spirit gently poked at us or prodded us with the message, "You're being a little slow to believe right now. Might it be possible for us to work together to move forward in the faith department?" And how beneficial, how blessed the times that we can humbly respond to those promptings from the Spirit. "Oh Lord, help my unbelief. Increase my faith. Shine the light of knowledge and truth on my little mind and heart." There's nothing in Jesus that is seeking to belittle these two confused disciples. Rather, with some glee, I believe, he pokes at them to elicit a genuine response, curiosity, humility, so that he can meet them right where they are. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, if you desire that I too would be more curious and humble about your resurrection and your coming kingdom, well, that's right where I want to be. Lord, as we open your word and read about what you did and said after Easter, help connect the dots for us too. Shine your light in our minds and hearts for your glory. Amen.